Once home that evening, Marianne learned that Julia did go to school and did take an unexcused absence. According to the school rules, that meant she would receive a 0 on every assignment she missed. Good, Marianne thought. Julia would get to learn a lesson about personal responsibility. Julia complained and pouted, but it wasn't that much of a protest. She was too excited about going to the homecoming dance the next night, a hugely important occasion in her young life. And that's where the story gets really interesting. You see, although Julia was aware of one of the consequences of having an unexcused absence, zeros on all missed assignments, she learned at school on Friday of another consequence. If a student has an unexcused absence the week of a school event, he or she is not allowed to participate in that event. No homecoming for Julia. You can imagine Julia's response. Wailing, screaming, anguish. Of course she blamed Mom, of course. Mom could have waited for her that morning. Mom could have written her a fictitious note the next day. Maybe Mom still could. Even Julia's older brother sympathized with his sister's plight. He was the oldest, and according to Marianne, he and Julia hadn't gotten along in years. Now there he was, carrying a sobbing little sister in his arms, pleading with his mother to intervene with the school. Can you recognize Marianne's dilemma here? She was excited that she had finally held firm, refusing to give in to Julia's pleadings that morning. That had been a tired pattern, and she had finally decided to focus on herself instead of trying in vain to change her daughter. She had acted with integrity. Julia had decided to call her bluff, but then refused to take responsibility. Marianne could have reacted the same way as she had previously, more nagging and screaming, then finally caving in, but she didn't. She chose to stop her part of the pattern, to stop acting as if Julia had no choice in the matter. Julia did have a choice in the matter, and that choice had consequences either way. With this realization, Marianne was setting Julia's place. What Julia did with that choice, what she did with her space, was up to her. But now Julia and her brother and sisters, and her date, didn't see it that way. They all wanted Mom to cave in and fix the situation, to do whatever it would take to help Julia escape her fate. They were all furiously screaming for Mom to intervene. In the face of all this fury, here were the questions Marianne faced. Indeed, they are the questions all parents must face as they welcome choice and consequences into their parenting. Did the punishment fit the crime? Well, what was the crime here? Taking too much time to get ready in the morning? Disrespecting her mother's own time requirements? Choosing to stay at home when she could have easily walked? Does Julia deserve to miss the dance? That's the emotional way of asking the question, and that's the way the kids kept asking it. Here's the principled way. Is missing the homecoming dance a natural or logical consequence of Julia's choice? The school believed so, and that's the real issue here. Consequences are not just the domain of us parents. The consequences for our kids' choices are not just in our hands. As our kids get older, consequences belong more and more in the hands of other authorities. This case was not entirely within Marianne's jurisdiction. Here is where it is important to learn Roger Allen and Ron Rose's inoculation theory about consequences. In their book, Common Sense Discipline, they wisely ask us to remember how people become immune to polio. We each take a small dose of polio. The same is true with consequences. The more our children are exposed to the small consequences of their small infractions, the less they will have to commit large infractions and experience large consequences. The sooner we can expose our children to the universal law of sowing and reaping, at whatever age they happen to be right now, the less they will need to have the larger consequences teach them as they get older. That's the idea. As your kids get older, the realm of authorities they report to becomes larger than just Mom and Dad. And the consequences from those authorities become more severe. That's when you as a parent have to discern whether you can and or should intervene. For Marianne to intervene and interrupt the process, she would have had to compromise her integrity. Here's why. She would have to go back on her statement to her daughter. She would have to lie to the school and tell them Julia was sick. Marianne decided to ask herself what the consequences would be of her own decision. With either decision, caving in or holding firm, what would she teach her daughter about life and how it works? With either decision, what would she teach her daughter about their relationship? Most important, with either decision, what would Marianne teach her whole family about her own level of self-respect?